I was fairly angry that day. My other slave did something he really should not have. Probably just to annoy me. I ended up going outside to get some air before I did something I would have regretted.
I remember you mentioning him on the TV broadcast, but I can't remember his name.
His name is Treble. He's a skunk.
Ew. Cookies and cream.
Treble has always had problems. He is what is usually known as a brat.
Okay, kinda uppity.
Yeah. Do not get me wrong. Treble is an attractive piece of method tail. That is mainly why I took him in to begin with. But Treble just did not know when to quit. It got to the point where every single apology he made was a lie.
Why didn't you punish him?
Honestly, Lenny, when I punish people, it tends to ruin them. I did not want to ruin a perfectly good skunk. I mean, after what he did to Barry, I ended up dragging him behind my car. Does that help paint a picture for you? Anyways, like I was saying, I was angry at Treble, and that is when I saw Barry just standing there in my yard. I really did try my best not to show it, but just seeing those big, frightened eyes staring back at me melted my heart. I ceased being angry. All I knew at the time was that I wanted this cute little sheep to be mine. I wanted to make him my favorite.
So you just took him in and started playing with him?
Oh. I raped his little cotton candy ass. And with every thrust into that soft bottom, he bleated with embarrassment. And the more he bleated, the harder I went. On and on. Until I crudely, bluntly, and gloriously finished inside him. Then pushed him away. He cried a little. Nah, who am I kidding? He was bleating out his embarrassment like a little baby. I had an impulse. I got down on the floor with him and put an arm around him. He looked away, but I forced him to look into my eyes. Those big, fearful eyes. I told him to stop crying. I told him that he should be a good sheep and let his new master do as he wished. I told him that if he simply did as he was expected, he would be taken care of.
What did he say?
He just said okay.
That's it?
He meant it.
Then why did he run away the first time?
Barry is a really sensitive land cloud. Loud noises startle him. An angry voice will likely make his eyes swell with tears. The reason Barry ran away was because I slapped him in the face on impulse.
Why?
Because I thought he broke something of mine. An old family plaque that I have had my whole life. He didn't even do it. He was just the first person I saw when I found it. Turns out Treble broke it. Barry was just trying to put it back together for me.
And so you hit him?
Yes, I hit him. And I never apologized for it. I think it is perhaps because Barry is particularly adorable to me when he is upset. He bleats more when he is upset. I let him take the fall for it. And when he ran away, he did not stray far. He was in my shed in the backyard, crying his eyes out. He walked back into the house after 2 days, begging for mercy. He could have gotten away if he had wanted to, and I would have let him. But he wanted my forgiveness, and so I allowed him to earn it.
Jeez! You're a really harsh master!
And you are a lousy one.
Oh, come on, I'm not that bad. I did all sorts of dominant things with Barry.
You shaved him. And peed on him.
Those are both entirely acceptable fetishes for master and slave. Well, I don't know. I guess I always had a thing for peeing on people. I always wanted to do it with someone.
Can we talk about something else?
And you know what the funny part of peeing on Barry was?
Anything. Talk about anything else.
I got pee shy.
Ugh. You are such an idiot.
I had to get him to sing just so I could relax.
Lenny, I do not care if you like it or not. It is stupid and disgusting.
Are you kink shaming me?
Yes!
Okay, just checking.
And as much as you claim to be so madly in love with Barry, I do not believe for as much as a moment that you ever really cared for him.
What?
If you had really cared for him, you would have told him about my broadcast. You would have given him up. But it was never about Barry with you. You only cared about yourself. You know, I am beginning to see how otters are related to weasels now.
That's such a low blow.
You had it coming, and you know it. You are a selfish little twit. And you do not deserve someone as wonderful as Barry.
You're right. You're so right.
Are you still up for continuing the search for him at daybreak?
Yeah. I'll help you any way I can, Quinn.
You will. Any way you can?
Yeah.
I will see you in the morning, Shorty.
Lonely in a river, found a tiny ot who makes me all a quiver. Shaved off all my wool, made me nice and naked. Now I suck his cock and let my butt be naked.